Welcome to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group. The opinions expressed on this program are from our guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station.
Hi, it's Dave Clemens. In studio with me, I have my friend Sarah Mankey. She's the executive director of Thrive Central Oregon. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. I want to start with what Thrive is. What do you guys do?
Help connect folks in our community across Central Oregon to the resources, mostly housing, that they are looking for. I have the privilege of being our founding director. And so close to 10 years ago when I started this, the idea came from learning so much about the resources in our communities. So many things are available to folks, and they can be really hard to navigate, hard to connect to complicated forms or online portals, things like that, that we've all been faced with that are frustrating. So Thrive came about, Thrive Central Oregon came about to help bridge that gap, to help link people that were needing resources to the resources they were after.
And how do they do that? Do they just go to your website?
Yes. So we actually have a pretty robust website full of resource information, printable resource sheets that a lot of partner agencies utilize. There also is information there to call us, come to one of our drop-in sites, or email us. So most of the time we're meeting with folks through phone appointments. About 70% of our appointments are over the phone, and then about 30% of them are in person. So we are at different drop-in sites across Central Oregon, about 13 of them weekly. So in Crook, Deschutes, and Jefferson County, including the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs, where folks come to one of those sites that's designated, they sign up for a slot of time with one of our advocates, and then they sit down one-on-one for 30 minutes to an hour to work on whatever it is that that person's trying to connect with.
What is the website?
Our website is www.thrivecentraloregon.org. So close to 80% of what folks are seeking that work with us is housing. So affordable housing, sustainable housing. A lot of the individuals we work with have a fixed income or limited income, maybe a single parent household or a disability in the household that limits income. So we're working with folks to get creative, to get them housed, to keep them housed, to work with increasing rents when maybe fixed income is not increasing. So we've really become proficient in housing. We're housing close to 20 individuals and families each month, which comes close to about 200 a year. So it's a lot of what we do. We also help keep people from eviction.
I've been hearing a lot from different charities and organizations that it's getting harder to get the funds that are needed. Are you guys experiencing that as well?
We sure are. I thought that we had a little bit more time before that would hit us. We knew that with a lot of different financial impacts across the country that we figured at some point we would be hit by that, and we were suddenly hit by those impacts to funding at the end of last year. So we've lost about $500,000 in that, about 30% of our team. So we are working hard with the resources we have and the team we have. For us, that directly impacts our ability to provide services to the community, whereas we were meeting with folks with like 1 to 2 weeks maybe for a scheduled appointment. Now we're up to about 4 weeks because I'm working with just a smaller team of advocates who are fierce and doing amazing work out in our communities, but we can only see as many people as we can. And right now we're providing around 800 to 900 meetings or appointments on a monthly basis. So so we're still providing a lot of work, but definitely limited with funding impact.
What do you guys need? How? What's the best way people can help? Do you need volunteers? Obviously, you need funds.
Right. So
just tell me, what do you guys need? The whole picture here.
Let's see. So funding is definitely the biggest gap. Some other like action items that the community helps us with. One of those things is helping us put together welcome home baskets. And those are baskets of basic household goods that we then give to families that we move into housing. So that helps. Hopefully, most of the time we get those through volunteer or sponsor efforts. Right now, with so many budget cuts, we don't have the budget to help with those. And those are just those basic needed items that folks appreciate when they move into housing. So for us, that looks like a laundry basket with maybe soap and towels and toilet paper and paper towels and bath mats and things like that. So that's a nice tangible way that folks can help. We also take names for folks to help with moving assistance. So we are getting so many people moved into housing, and oftentimes they don't have the resources to move furnishings or items, or maybe aren't physically well enough to do that. And so we have actually a text line of movers that will help move people's items when they get into new housing. So that's a pretty cool way that folks get involved, and then they just get a text message and then respond if they're available or not. In April, April 9th, we actually have our annual film festival coming up. So attendance at that, it's so worth coming to. It's amazing. It's our We Are Home Film Festival. This year, the theme is celebrating stories of Native and Indigenous communities. Two of the five films come from filmmakers from Warm Springs. So we're really excited about that, about having stories that are so close to home. And with that in mind, we're also showing those films. Our film festival this year is at the Madras Performing Arts Center. So that's on Thursday, April 9th from 6 to 8 o'clock. That's where folks can come. They can learn more about us. All the donations we receive on that day will actually go to support housing in Warm Springs. So those kind of costs like deposit or application fee or emergency rent that support tribal members there in Warm Springs. So that's another way that folks can plug in and learn more about us.
Now, do you have to buy tickets for that? I guess admission's free.
It is.
Do you have to register for tickets in advance?
Yes. So if you go to our website, you can reserve your tickets. I don't know if folks have been to the Madras Performing Arts Center. It's a really beautiful space. It holds a few hundred people. We would love to pack it out. The films are amazing. We had so many entries this year, and these are the five that rose to the top. Going to our website, thrivecentraloregon.org. We're also doing this event in partnership with COCC, the local community college, and their season of nonviolence. So you can also access tickets through their website. Just reserve your tickets so you're sure that you have them, and then come that evening, learn more about us and a lot more through these films.
Okay. We've been talking to Sarah Mankey, the Executive Director of Thrive Central Oregon. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Give me the website one more time.
ThriveCentralOregon.org.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.